Hopefully everybody's having a blessed little day, and if you're not, you already know God is still God through it all. How y'all doing this evening? How y'all doing? This is Hope for All Radio Show, and I'm your host, Riz, coming to you live each and every night. I am praying everybody had a blessed little evening. Oh, my goodness. Well, I'm going to jump right into it. The topic of our show is negativity. All know what I'm talking about when I say negativity, because everybody has to experience some type of negativity, regardless, whatever it may be, however, because negativity comes in different forms, either through people, on your job, when you're driving down the street in a car. I mean, you just have to be just cautious when you're going through anything, you know? So I definitely, you know what I mean, have to say, one thing I definitely will say when it comes to negativity, you have to know how to deal with people when you're dealing with negative situations. And I've seen a lot of posts today when it was saying about, you know, the devil is busy. Yes, the devil is definitely busy. I mean, we are in spiritual warfare right now. So, of course, the devil is going to be busy. He's definitely trying to get a hold of people. You know what I mean? His time is going to be up soon. So he's trying to get a hold of as many people as he can. So definitely have to know that you, saints of God, as we have to definitely know that we wear the armor of God. And, you know, the devil, he'll do anything by any means, at any cost, to obtain what God has for us. And, you know, we are blessed, Phil, you know, so we have a lot going on for ourselves, and the devil definitely wants to come steal and destroy. That's what he comes to do, kill, steal, and destroy. And it's crazy. It's truly, truly crazy, but that's the type of world that we're living in, you know. And the devil will definitely try to knock you off your path, but that's all right. Everybody, you know, everybody falls off sometimes. You just have to get back up, pick yourself back up, and keep moving. So you got to keep doing what you're doing. Got to keep doing what you're doing. So it's when it comes to negativity, it's crazy. You know what I mean? Even myself, I've experienced a whole lot of negative feedback from different people. You know what I mean? When you're straightforward, that's one thing about straightforward people. When you're straightforward and you know what I'm saying, you don't play no games with people, you'll find a lot of negative feedback. But that's all right. As long as you continue to do the right thing, doesn't even matter. Just keep doing the right thing. But at the same time, we have to know how to deal with the negativity. That's the key. We can't sit there and try to stoop to people's level, because people will want us to stoop to their level, and people can draw us out and bring us, you know what I mean, and have us coming out of our character. And that's one thing we don't want to do, is come out of our character, especially if we are Christians. You know what I mean? Now, you do have some Christians who just don't care, and they call themselves Christians, but at the same time, they'll turn around and cuss you out. So they might have that church face on when they're in church. But honey, who, when they get up out of there, they'll cuss you out in a hot, quick second. So you got to be wary, because like I said, that's when you got them sheep in wolf's clothing. Especially the ones who, you know what I mean, just sit there and cuss you out. I mean, it's crazy. Even me, myself, I came in contact with a lady who's a Christian. Man, oh man, let me tell you something. She didn't get her way, and please believe, she definitely came out of her mouth And I was just, I mean, it didn't shock me, you know, definitely didn't shock me, but it just let me know. That's why they say you don't put no trust in man. You don't put no trust in man whatsoever. When I say man, I'm just talking about human beings. The only person who you can truly, truly, truly trust is God, because he's an awesome God, but he has never failed you. He never fails. He's an awesome God. That's why, you know, one thing we have the honor of wearing is the armor of God. And I'm so, so, so glad we have the armor of God. I mean, just by activating the armor of God, all we have to do is start praying in the spirit, you know. And once we start praying in the spirit, it puts the armor of God on and it activates the power, okay. You know what I mean? We got the helmet of salvation. Oh, yes, we do. We wear the helmet of salvation, that's for sure. We got the breastplate of the righteousness, okay? The breastplate of the righteousness. And then we got the sword of the Spirit, okay? The sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God. And then you got the belt of truth, okay? You got the shield of faith. You got the shoes of the gospel of peace. You walk in peace, okay? So just know that, you know, all things, oh, my goodness. You know what? It's been so much going on, it doesn't even make any sense. That's why you got to keep the armor of God on you. It's so, so, so important. You got to keep the armor of God on you. Because, I mean, it can come at any second, any moment, just like that. And then, you know, people will come try to steal your joy. But at the same time, they can sit there and cuss you out, do whatever they want to do. You just do what you have to do. You know what God's word says, so you do what you have to do. You just got to use the wisdom. Use wisdom when you're dealing with people. And sometimes people might take you for like you're being weak. Because, you know, you're not entertaining what they're seeing or what they're doing. Never you mind that. You don't have to. You definitely don't have to. And that's one thing. When people do try to play you like you are weak because you're using wisdom, that's what you're supposed to do. So when they assume you're passive because you're simply trying to be polite, that's fine. Even when they assume you're incompetent, because you're patient and you're waiting your turn to speak, that's fine. Let them think that you're, you know what I mean, that you're weak. Even when they assume that you don't know something because you haven't spoken on it, that's fine. Let them think that you're weak. At the end of the day, when you operate in wisdom, there will be many moments you will appear to be at a disadvantage. But please believe. Sooner or later, wisdom always wins. You got to use wisdom. You got to use wisdom. It's a must. It's definitely a must to use wisdom, because wisdom is so important when you're, you know, when you're a child of God. But not even that. It's definitely an essential tool to teach, especially when it comes to kids, how to use wisdom, especially with so many different situations that arise in school and even in the home amongst, you know, the siblings, because they have to know how to deal with different things instead of, you know, lashing out and think they can talk to people any kind of way. You just can't go around talking to people any kind of way. That's not cool, because one day they might meet up with the wrong person. And then, God forbid, all sins, you know. So you just have to be mindful. Definitely have to be mindful of how things are done. That's a definite. And that's one thing. When it comes to negativity, some people do things out of spite, you know. And that they have to remember. It's a thing called karma. So these things come back on you. You got to be careful how you move, especially when you're dealing with a child of God. That's one thing you definitely don't want to do is, you know, mess with a child of God. That's all I got to say, because when you mess with a child of God, you mess with God's children. So therefore, you got to be careful. definitely don't want to go up against them type, you know, especially when they have the anointing on them. God is trying to do something, and then you mess with them? Oh, no, no, no. Mm-mm, got to watch out. Got to watch out now. But, you know, it's very important for us to, you know, have to know how to turn that negativity into positive. So they can sit there. Don't let it spoil your day now. Don't let negativity spoil your day. You got to keep on pushing. Dust yourself off and keep on moving forward. You know, you might get knocked down, but you got to get right on back up and keep it moving and keep pushing, keep pushing, keep pushing. No matter what, I don't care if you get turned away from a job. That's fine. That might not be the job that God wanted you to go to. Even if you get fired from a job, you know what I mean? That might be the job that God wanted to remove you from. He done already placed you there. You got what you had to get accomplished, and it was time for you to roll. So what? Time to move on. You know what I mean? Time to move on. So everything happens for a reason. I'm a firm believer that everything happens for a reason. Because you know how they say when it rains, it pours sometimes. Yes, it does. But at the same time, you have to remember, God does not put too much on us that we cannot bear, okay? That's one thing we got to remember. Even like me with my situation that I'm still going through when it comes to, you know, Gretchen C. Gilchrist and the Kent County Family Courthouse. And that's one thing about Kent County Family Courthouse. I mean, you can sit there and write a complaint up. That's one thing I can say. They stick together like thick as thieves. And that's where they're going to, that's one thing that's going to, they're going to find out about that one. Because what's wrong is wrong and what's right is right. And, you know, it's no way if I was an employer that I would sit there and have an employee being disrespectful to the patron. That can't happen. You know what I'm saying? That's your reputation at the end of the day. But, you know, to each his own. Just got to do what I got to do at the end of the day. That's why I said Delaware is corrupted. Kent County Family Courthouse is truly, truly corrupted. I got a letter today from Judge Newell talking about some. He did some. He looked over. Lord have mercy. All I can say is that man is corrupt, definitely corrupt, because I had a feeling that that's the response I was going to get. So I'm prepared for that response, and I'm definitely going to answer back to him. It's just crazy. I just got to keep on fighting for what's right. That's one thing I will do. I will not give up the fight. I'm going to keep on fighting for what's right, especially when it comes to just everything. Every single situation when it comes to my daughter, when it comes to her disappearance, even with the police department, and the social work, everybody. I got to deal with all of this. But that's all right. That's what I'm going to do. That's what they said. Everybody has a testimony. Everybody has a testimony. And that's one thing I can say. I said this year I was reading in the Daily Bread about a story on January 1st. I read it. And it was talking about, you know, putting a jar together, get a jar, and, you know, write little notes on it, but it's called thank you notes. So the thank you notes are for, it's to God, so everything you're thankful for, and to put it in a jar, and at the end of the year, read them. So you see how many, what you've been thankful for the whole year. And that's just something that I'm going to do. You know, I already have a prayer journal, but now I'm going to do that. That right there, and I will definitely let y'all know how that goes. But when it comes to Delaware and their corruption, they corrupt as they get, and it's crazy, you know? Definitely crazy. Because I just can't even see how Delaware does things. That's one thing I can say about Delaware. They're not a state that is for the women. They're definitely a state that's for males. It's even when it comes to child support. Like, I mean, you would think that they would give you a sufficient amount of funds to take care of your children from these fathers, but they let the fathers get off like big fat rats. Straight up. Like big fat rats. And in Jersey, New York, and Maryland, D.C., they don't play that. When it comes to them fathers got to pay like they were. You're not going to sit there and have no child and just leave it up to the mom and do everything. I mean, even with mine, they complain. Oh, my goodness. They complain so much. And I'm like, oh, my God, are you serious? You're complaining about this amount of money? Like, even with my younger two, I get $234 for two children. $234 for two children. And he thinks that's a whole lot of money. I mean, I don't get it. It must just be me. No, it's not me, because I've talked to too many females that say the same thing when it comes to, oh, yeah, this day. I'm just like, wow. Wow. That's why I say what I say. Be careful. Go to all the ones who do not have children yet. Be careful who you lay with. Be careful who you reproduce with, because you got to watch their character. Watch their character. That's where I messed up at. If I had watched my ex's character, I would have seen that this is the type of person he was going to turn into. You know what I mean? But that's all right. I'm thankful for my gifts, because they definitely were gifts. So just be careful who you reproduce with. Allow God to connect you to the right one. Don't do it yourself. We have enough misguided kids in this world. Even with, you know what I'm saying, me being a single parent, it's hard, because I truly am a single parent, even though they might have a father. It's just everything is left upon, you know, why. So, you know, the best thing for us to do is to do the right thing, do it the way God intended for us to do it, to be married and to then have your children. So we just got to, you know, definitely got to do the right things. We have to show them and teach our children how to do the right thing. But I'm going to get off of that, and I'm going to move on. I definitely want to, you know, just to encourage, that's the main reason for this show, is to be able to encourage you and to be able to motivate you and to just do all that I can to try to help, you know what I mean, just by doing this for right now. Because I do intend on opening up a outreach ministry that will serve the community, because that's my passion. I love to deal with kids. I love to deal with people. I mean, I'm a people person, so that is my passion. And that's what I plan on doing. That's what I plan on doing. 2017 is the year to get it done. I've been talking about it, but it's time to act. I got enough time on my hands to do what I got to do. As long as I can help people, and that's one thing, you know what I mean, I learned from all the situations I've went, every single situation I've went through, and it taught me a whole lot. I learned different things along the way. Even with this last situation that I just went through, you know, when it comes to my former employment, that pretty much you just have to be very, you know, cautious of how you interact and how you move, you know what I mean? And not even that, it's just, when it comes to that, I'm just gonna leave that alone. That's a whole nother. It's a whole nother story. All I can say is I'm just thankful. I'm thankful. Lord Jesus, I'm thankful. So, but I just want to, you know, just keep y'all encouraged on certain things. I know it's a lot going on in our nation. You know, Donald Trump is about to be our president. So we just have to, you know, continue to come together as a nation and to pray on it. Because it's very important that we definitely pray. But not even that. If anyone's going through something, just know that God is always with you. He's always with us. And anytime we want to talk to him, we can always talk to him, no matter where you're at, sitting in the car, doctor's office. I don't care where you're at. You can just begin to talk to him. And he's listening. He definitely listens, you know. And that's one thing about us. We have to learn how to turn our pain, the pain that we have, into power. But not even that. We have to be able to see clearly. And sometimes we see with our heart and not our mind. And that's why it's very good to take your heart out of situations and to see clearly, to have the logic. Because sometimes your heart can definitely blind you from what's truly going on in front of your face. So you definitely got to know, you know. Don't be blind to certain situations. Take your heart out so you can see clearly, so you can think clearly, okay? Got to make the right decisions when we're doing things. I mean, I'm talking to myself when I talk to y'all. I'm talking to myself also, you know, because I have a situation where it's just craziness. I say it's craziness. But that's what I said. I don't feed into the negativity. I just, you know, try to use wisdom when it comes to speaking with this person. Because I don't have to feed into the foolishness. They can say what they want to, and all I'm going to do is ignore, you know, just gotta ignore them. That's all. So definitely have to use wisdom. And I know they probably going to be like, oh, yeah, she's a punk. Who cares? I know I don't. As long as I'm doing it the right way but not entertaining the foolishness and not, you know, going back and forth, tick for tack with text message or verbal lashing, no, that's not going to happen. Got to use wisdom. Wisdom is the key. That's, I'm telling you, got to use wisdom. Without wisdom, not going to work, not going to work, not going to work, not at all. So I say that to say, you know, just use wisdom, please, and keep hope alive, because if you keep hope alive, that means you're still believing in Jesus. You're still believing in God. Keep hope alive. Very important that you do that. So that's just pretty much, you know, pretty much what that's going to be. I'm not going to keep you all here that much longer. As I said, I'm only staying on for a little bit amount of time, not a lot. Because that's one thing. I know I'm only one person, so I don't want to bore y'all with what I have to say. But I do want to, you know, just come to give you words of encouragement to know that whatever's going on in your life, whatever may be going on in your life, you know, it's not the end of the world. And there is, you know what I mean, there is light at the end of the tunnel. And you just have to keep pushing and striving for whatever it is that you aspire to do. Know that 2017 is the year of fulfillment. So it's up to you to do what you have to do and allow God to do the rest. So please take this time out that you have to do whatever it is, build whatever you have to build, just do whatever it is you have to do in order to succeed. So, you know, with that said, I'm just going to leave you with that sentiment so you can know, I don't want y'all to feel any type of way whatsoever. No, not at all. I just want y'all to know I love y'all. I am praying for you all. I don't have to know you just to not to pray. I trust me, I got this. I know what I'm doing. Love y'all. Continue to do what you do. And Tune in, same time, 6:30 p.m.